Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of African Lady and a Baby. It's me again, Stephanie Oki. Now, if you're just joining me for the first time, welcome. I really appreciate you here and I hope that you subscribe to my podcast and listen to all I have to say. And if you're back again to listen, I'm so grateful for you. Thank you. You're the reason I'm still doing this. It really does help me a lot. And, you know, it just helps to motivate me to keep going. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Right. So today I just decided to come and talk about an issue that's been pressing on my mind and has been really irritating me. So this is a bit of an angry podcast and I do apologize if you're here for the first time and you're listening to my rant. But this is a bit of a rant. Right. So my baby is 16 months old, actually 17 months tomorrow. So I can start to call him 17 months. So yeah, he's 17 months now and I am still breastfeeding. And apparently that really annoys quite a lot of people that I'm breastfeeding what we call a toddler now. And, you know, it just bothers me that the world is so annoying because I don't know why breastfeeding a toddler is such a problem to people. At the end of the day, I do not know who brought that rule that says that 1 year is the deadline for breastfeeding a child. Like, who is the person? We are human beings. I've said this many time and time again. We are not computers. We cannot be like, you know, you using all of these unnecessary yardsticks to judge ourselves. You can use a yardstick as a guide to know, you know, to kind of know if things are not going well in your life. But breastfeeding is not something that indicates a problem in a child or a mother. Can you guys just stop? If anybody asks me again, and you know, I hope somebody who knows me and is planning to ask me is listening to this podcast and, you know, just hear this. If you ask me, I will be rude. Full stop. Do not ask me about it. Because a child benefits so much from extended breastfeeding that I don't even see why it bothers people. It's even my breast. Is it your breasts? Like, are you serious? If my breast goes flat from breastfeeding extended, it's my body. Leave it. How do you know I don't want my boobs to be flat? How do you know? Who told you I like big boobs? Like, really, leave my breasts alone. You know, some people will come and tell me, oh, your breasts are going to fall. Oh, your breast is... Whose body is it? Is it your body? Is it your breast? Is it your breast that is falling down? Like, can you let it be? You know, and then some people will be like, oh, you're spoiling the child. Again, is it your child? Allow me to raise my child. You know, it's so annoying that people are so bothered. They're actually bothered more about a breastfeeding toddler than they are bothered about things like women being oppressed. Than they are bothered about things like women being raped. People are more upset about a child breastfeeding beyond 1 year old than they are about men treating them like crap. And yes, it's usually women. However, there are some men too that talk nonsense, that just say all sorts of rubbish. You know, the other day, and why this thing really got to me, and I feel bad. I feel bad because I should have reacted immediately. And I have this problem. People talk to me in ways that are just not nice. And instead of reacting immediately, I go and think about it. And then I come back angry and then people are like, but why are you angry? It happened already and you didn't say anything. Well, that's because I just don't really want to react on impulse. If I react on impulse with everything, people will say, oh, she's a crazy person. So sometimes I go back and really think and ponder. Anyway, I was talking to someone and the person says, why are you still breastfeeding your 16-month-old? Are you enjoying it? Like, the fact that you would even dare sexualize me breastfeeding my child. Ah, oh my God. Mothers have suffered. I mean, is this what other mothers face? Because this is my first time. It really is astounding. I know I should have reacted on impulse, but I decided to nicely educate this person and tell the person about the benefits of breastfeeding, about the fact that it's actually not as easy as a light switch to just stop breastfeeding. It's not that easy. So I decided to let this person know. And hey, if you're listening, I'm also letting you know the benefits of breastfeeding, extended breastfeeding. There's some of them. One, you're still boosting your child's immune system. Your child is less prone to ailments like common cold, ear infection, you know, all of these little things that can happen with children. Your child will be less prone to it. And I can boast of one thing. My child was not born at 40 weeks, meaning that he actually was not even quite ready when he came to the world. He was born at 37 weeks. And guess what? My child is 17 months old now. He has never had a high temperature. Never. He has had constipation from other things when I started giving him solids. He has had, I think that's even the only thing he's had. Yeah, that's it. He once had a bit of a cough, but that was it. And, you know, that was it. It just lasted a short time and that was it. It was done. But he still never had a temperature. I can actually boast of that. I'm not saying that people who don't breastfeed don't have healthy children. They actually do. But I'm just saying that perhaps breastfeeding has helped with one thing or another. I really don't even like the idea of having a sick child. It's one thing that really bothers mothers, like if their child is sick. And so I am so grateful that my child has never had a high temperature. I check his temperature regularly, especially now with COVID-19 going on. I'm constantly checking my temperature and his temperature. And we're constantly, he's always one degree lower than mine. So mine's always about 97 and his is always around 96. Perfect. I have no problem with our temperatures. My point is, who knows? I think, and I strongly believe that the fact that I've been breastfeeding my child to this point has definitely boosted his immune system. And I will continue to breastfeed my child until we are both ready to stop. Not until somebody says it's time to stop. This person that even told me, am I enjoying it? This person that asked me that stupid question even went as far as telling me when to stop. This person said, oh, I think you should stop at 18 months. Really? You're not even my husband. You're not even my brother. You're not even my mother. You're not even, I mean, you're not in the nearest way close to me. And you even think you can come and tell me when to stop breastfeeding. Hey, oh my God. Like, you guys should see me now. I'm clapping in my most African way. You know, the way we clap our hands when we're, like, shocked at things. Like, I'm clapping. Like, are you serious? Like, really? You tell me that I should stop at 18 months? So, next month, I should stop because... No, look, just think about it. And this is somebody that I hadn't spoken to in years. It literally was a catch-up conversation. Just so you guys get a bit of the context. It wasn't you're my friend that talks to me every day. Nah, it was a catch-up conversation. A conversation of, how old is your son now? Meaning that he did not even know my child's age. And then you come and tell me, am I enjoying it? You sexualize my motherhood. It's a slap in the face. These are the things that women tend to face. Mothers tend to face. I'm sorry, if I breastfeed this child to 4 years old, I don't think it should bother anybody. Let me tell you guys a bit of history. I do a lot of reading. Now, I can actually tell you the source of where I got this from, although I cannot tell you, you know, the exact edition and all of that to go and check for yourselves. But you can go and do your own research and dig in. I got this from National Geographic. They had found something that, that kind of indicated how children were buried back in the days. So like if a child died, they would bury the child with, you know, something precious to the child. And some of these things were usually like the feeding bottles and stuff. And back then, the kind of feeding bottles that were used were like clay pots. You know, the way we had clay pots back in the days, they were like molded kind of clayish things molded into bottles for babies. And apparently that was what was used in feeding children with milk back in the, like, back in ancient times. And you know, there was all of this evidence that they gathered that children breastfed then until they were 5 years old. Are you surprised? If you are, I'm not. I'm actually not surprised because it does feel, it sounds normal. You know, we're actually animals. I'm sure people forget that. Yes, we have brains. We're like the high class of all animals. But we are, at the end of the day, animals. We are also, you know, we also have our own natural instincts. There's the fight or flight mode that we talk about. It's all part of our natural instinct. You're not taught. Nobody teaches you fight or flight. You only know, it's part of you to know that you should defend yourself in certain situations or you should run away from certain situations. That is a natural instinct. And in a similar way, it is a natural thing for a child to want to be close to the mother. Not even the father. I'm sorry to say, guys, if your father's here listening, this is true. It is a natural instinct for a child to draw nearer to the mother. It's natural. You can't do anything about it. The mother doesn't teach the child to be closer to her than you. It's natural. It's also a natural instinct for a child to want to sleep next to the mother. Only we as humans have only done our own research to say, okay, this is safer, this is not safer, so let's try to do this. But that's no longer natural. That's us now just trying to be cautious. It's also a natural thing for a child to want to breastfeed. If a child decides, I don't want boobies anymore, that's also fine. You know? The key here is, at least for me, I don't believe in forcing things that are natural. I don't believe in forcing a child to sleep alone if the child finds comfort. I personally believe in my child's brain growing up to feel comfortable, growing up to trust his surroundings and know that everywhere is safe, growing up to know that he's protected, you know? And I just would rather have a child that trusts, you know, trusts that there is love and genuine love on earth. And if I'm the first person to show that child love unconditionally, I will. I will provide my child with nutrition if it comes from me. I will do the best within my power for my child. And if that means extended breastfeeding, so be it. You see, I personally, I'm going to speak about myself, and I'm a bit of an absurd case. But you guys hear this. I stopped breastfeeding. Well, I actually stopped breastfeeding like with taking milk from my mother at about before I was even one, because my mother fell sick. And so she was admitted for months. Like, she literally had a life-threatening issue. She nearly died. And so she was, you know, I had to go. I stayed with my auntie, my dad's sister, for some time. And I was with her. And then when my mom felt better, they took me to the hospital. And it was an emotional moment for all of them, apparently. You know, as soon as I saw my mother, I kind of started shouting, my mommy. So I kind of, I remembered my mom. And, you know, for her, that was very emotional. I ran back to her and immediately I wanted boobies. There was no more milk because she had stopped producing, but I still wanted the comfort. And I just continued sucking breasts until, you know, for me, it became like a soothing thing. And this is it for children. It's soothing, you know. And this is a bit of the shameful part of it all, but like I continued until I actually knew myself breastfeeding. So I actually stopped at like maybe the age of 9 or 10. And yes, I was going to school. I'll do everything. It wasn't like I was trying to suck boobies all day, but the way children would suck on their thumbs or their tongue or all these little things, I found my own soother in my mother's breast. And so I would always go and like, you know, do it until, I think I got to like the age of 9. I used to do it at nights, especially like I would crawl up, you know, in the night, you know, co-sleeping with her, I would crawl up and go and just, you know, I was like that, you know, and she would, I noticed she used to just ignore me, you know. During the day I would go and play with my friends, so it wasn't a thing, it wasn't like a regular thing, it was definitely a soother for me usually when I slept. And then one time when I got into secondary school, I don't know what secondary school is called here, but literally I got into secondary school, and then I wanted to do it again. And my mom said she's going to come to my class and tell all my friends. And right there, I literally just stopped. Like, I was just like, oh no, she's not going to come tell my friends that I suck. You know, I was embarrassed. And at that point, you know, I started to have that embarrassing feeling already. Like, I was old enough to feel embarrassed. And so I stopped on my own. You know, I'm not saying that I want to breastfeed my child until that age, because my case was a bit different. You know, I think it was the fact that she fell sick, she left and came back. For me, my case was different. But I'm going to breastfeed my child. I said in one of my YouTube videos, if you know, I have a YouTube channel. I've seen people who breastfed their children for longer, up to about 2-3 years old. And those kids are actually well behaved. They're doing so well. They're doing great. And, you know, so if I'm not saying I want to breastfeed my child until 9 years old or anything like that, but like if my child, wants to breastfeed for, you know, for a longer period of time, I think I will do it as long as it keeps me and that child happy. And it should be nobody's business. And I feel like people should just learn to mind their business and also learn to be less judgmental of things that affect children. I think Denver is crying, so you guys bear with me. Yeah, so sorry guys about that. I had to go and meet Denver because he was crying. And he's here with me now. Denver, do you want to say hi to everyone? Anyway, guys, I think this has gone on for a lot longer than I planned, but I really just needed to rant. I really think we should stop being judgmental and not, you know, I mean, things that affect children should really not bother us so much. Guys, and even ladies too, please, we should be more judgmental about things like rape, things like women being oppressed in society, things like injustice. Let that bother us a lot more than it bothers us to see a child sucking on the mother's breasts. And please, one of the worst things you can do to a mother is actually tell her that she's getting some form of sexual gratification from her child. That is one of the worst insults. You guys, trust me, this person, I am never speaking to the person again. That was a first and a last. Anyways, on that note, guys, I'm sorry if I just made you feel some type of way today with this podcast. Because I really just wasn't in a great mood. But yeah, I'm really sorry. On that note, guys, if you enjoyed this podcast, do leave it a review somehow. Please send me a message on Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram. It's African Lady and a Baby. One word. And you can... Oh, Bubu, what are you doing? You can follow me on Instagram. You can message me. And don't forget to share my podcast with your friends, family, co-workers, or anybody else that you think might benefit from this podcast. You can find my podcast on Google, Apple, Spotify, Radio US, Castbox, and a host of others. On that note, guys, have a great day. Bye.